This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
George Will attacked Billy Graham. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I could not believe I was reading this story. I'll read it to you. I was profoundly disappointed to learn that the National Review had published George Will's ugly attack on evangelist Billy Graham just days after America's pastor died. This is Todd Starnes of Fox who wrote this piece. Billy Graham, neither prophet nor theologian, the conservative publication's headline declared. I could stop right there. Let me tell you something. This is one of these instances where I feel like the Muslims with somebody talking about Muhammad. You talk about Billy Graham and cut off your head. You know, I was so angry when I read this. And I love Todd Starnes for putting this type of stuff out there because I wouldn't have known this. George Will is a guy, I remember, you know, 10 years, 15 years ago, I'd watch him on TV and I thought, you know, an astute guy, very intelligent, blah, blah, blah. I used to think the same thing of Bill Kristol. Same thing. These two guys have fallen so far in my eyes. Now, that obviously means nothing to them. I've been beating up Bill Kristol on Twitter to the point where I'm surprised he hasn't blocked me. But these guys have lost it. They've lost it. Starnes goes on to say this, I would expect to read such anti-Christian mockery in the pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post, but not National Review. My, how times have changed. Now, I've been talking about crazy. I started talking about crazy, telling you guys that the left love insanity. They love crazy. You can spot a leftist by the things that you go, that doesn't make sense. That's just, it flatly... there's no reason to feel this way. George Will, I found out, is an atheist. Okay, fine, George. You're an atheist. There's no reason for you to mock Billy Graham in any way, shape, or form. I don't care who you are. If I was a Muslim, a Christian-hating Muslim, I would still look at, well, you know, I do not like the infidel, but Billy Graham, I have no problem with. You know, he's not what. I mean, what would you say? What could you... It's like finding some negative about Mother Teresa. Oh my gosh, you know, I knew this leper once who said he didn't get his feet washed by Mother Teresa. Well, where was he? Well, he lived in you know, Bombay and she was in Calcutta. Well, there's a reason she didn't get to wash his feet, fool. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Prophets take adversarial stances towards their times, as did the 20th century's two greatest religious leaders, Reverend Martin Luther King and Pope John Paul II. Graham did not. Partly for that reason, his country showered him with honors, the self-described atheist wrote. See, here's the thing. First of all, Reverend Martin Luther King was an amazing religious leader. And is he one of the greatest? He's certainly one of the greatest. Pope John Paul II, is he one of the greatest? Perhaps. I don't know enough about his history, and I didn't bother to research it to talk about it on the radio. But there are many, many theologians who have done great work, and you don't know anything about them. Many of them. And Billy Graham, I guarantee you. Look, I don't care what you think about Pope John Paul II, and I don't care what you think about Martin Luther King Jr. Billy Graham more than deserves to be mentioned with both of them. I don't have to know the history of John Paul II. I talked about Billy Graham's death on one of the shows that I did. And I told you guys how profound Billy Graham was in my life. Now, I'm one little old, you know, colored kid watching Billy Graham back in the day. And I remember distinctly watching him and being riveted. A kid, I mean, think about all the distractions. Kids today, it would be like me having video games. I could have a basketball court, a bowling alley in my house, and whatever else other distraction you could possibly have. And when Billy Graham was on TV, now it was a sign of the times, too. We watched it, but it wasn't I didn't watch it going, why are y'all making me watch this? Once my family started watching Billy Graham speak, I was riveted. There was nothing else I wanted to go do. And it wasn't like he was going to make me into a pastor, even though I think to some degree he probably did. Because you guys probably, my producers say you preach all the time. And so do my kids. But the point is, it was life-changing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not the only person who Billy Graham changed the life of. Not at all. Here's what he says. George Will. His audience were exhorted to make a decision for Christ. But a moment of volition might be, in theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer's phrase, an exercise in cheap grace. Graham's preaching to large rallies and broadcast audience gave comfort to many people and probably moved some. Probably moved some. He's decrying the idea that Billy Graham spoke to millions. They say 215 million people in 185 countries. He's decrying it as an exercise in cheap grace. Can you believe that? Look, I don't know what Billy Graham's impact was on your life. It may have been zero. But I promise you, there are millions of people who were impacted by Billy Graham. Millions. Todd Starnes said, this is what a guy told Todd Starnes on his radio show. He says, George Will's article reveals that he is neither conservative nor a Christian. Well, he's an atheist. But people went after him. And rightfully so. George Will snide and spiritually clueless criticisms of the incomparable Billy Graham reveal far more about Will's ignorance and hostility to the spiritual than he perhaps intended. That's what Southern Evangelical Seminary President Richard Land said. When I read Will's column, the image that came to mind was of an ignorant Pekingese yapping at the heels of a spiritual Great Dane. Of George Will's theology, of Graham's theology, Will referenced an offhand question he answered regarding his belief in miracles. And Billy Graham answered, yes, Jesus performed some, and there are many miracles around us today, including television and airplanes. Graham was no theologian, Will wrote. Oh, man. I don't know how things behave in your life, you know, act in your life and how things come to you, but I'm not exaggerating this when I tell you I see miracles all the time and I'm not looking for them. It's these small things that happen to people that impact their lives. We did a project with the Tea Party community where we gave, we went and paid for people's stuff at Goodwill and they made a $7 payment for a woman and she broke down and cried and said, I was asking God to show me that he lived in my life. A $7 payment was enough to show her God.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The other day I talked about it was a Republican, I forget the guy's name, De La Bouillet or whatever, former New York congressman, a Republican, who said that 2018 would be a horrible year for Donald Trump. It'll be a horrible year for the Republicans. And I went down the 28 reasons that he said that, and no exaggeration, half of them were in favor of Trump. And I started thinking, this is misinformation. He's just trying to get leftists to read it, because it was crazy for him to believe. You know, he can't possibly believe that. But then again, we are talking about insanity, and the insanity that can come from the left. Now, and by the way, the reasons that he gave that were theoretically legitimate as to why Trump was going to have a bad year, like the Mueller investigation and stuff like that, is just, you have to really be the biggest optimist on the planet to believe that that's going to occur. It's the same thing of Maxine Waters believing that there's going to be an impeachment of Donald Trump. It's just, you're delusional if you think that. But guess what? The left are delusional. the left are insane. And when I tell you that the left are insane, I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm not saying it because it's like, oh, that'll make for good radio. I'm telling you, these people are insane. It isn't schools. Okay, I'll give you an example. There was a Marine who was dressed in his uniform going to the base, takes his daughter to school. They won't let a Marine into a school. It was like an elementary school. A member of the service in his uniform. This isn't a guy dressed up in goth and carrying a weapon. This is a Marine. It's dropping his daughter off to the school. They won't let him in. Just to put things in perspective. And guys, and gals, you have story. You know of story after story where you're going, this is crazy. Spitting in cops' food. Not letting police. We don't serve police. One instance, we talked about a college campus where they had a coffee shop, and the kids were having a conversation about pro-life. You need to get out of my coffee shop. Get out of here. And there's this big exchange because we don't want your kind in here. What? People that actually believe that babies are okay, you know, should be saved? I know. How bad are we? You know, we're here, you know, in our tactical gear with our Nazi buttons on, ready to just beat down anybody that's not part of the Aryan race. It's ridiculous. They love their insanity. More than you know. And so, you know, this idea that they think that they can win in 2018. Look, folks, I'm not one of these people that's going to say, you know, it's what you want to hear. We're going to be kicked their butts in 2018. Yeah, I can't wait for November. I can't wait for November because I know what's going to happen. They're going to get their butts kicked. Pure and simple. Reince Priebus was talking about it on, believe Fox News, I'm not sure. But he talked about the midterms, but he was talking about it in the context of Maxine Waters, who's saying the impeach president, you know, impeach 45. And the left leadership is telling her, shut up. And she's bragging that I'm not shutting up. They're not going to tell me what to do. And she's putting the debt, she's essentially putting the last nail in the coffin for, the Democratic Party. And they're begging her to shut up. I love that she's out there talking impeachment. She's talking impeachment for a guy who is truly, I mean, if you think year one was good, year two, I'm telling you folks, is going to be even that much more spectacular. But anyway, here's a clip of Reince Priebus rebutting Maxine Waters.
About the midterm elections, and because that's one of your areas of specialty, no one doubts when you took over the place, the RNC was buried in debt, and then little by little you took over the state houses, you took over the House, then they took over the Senate, then you got the White House. No one could doubt your track record, Reince. So put on your analyst hat, if you would, and tell me right now if this message from Maxine Waters will resonate with Democratic voters, or will it actually ignite Republicans to back Republicans? Let's listen.
Well, I said he should be impeached, and they said, don't use that word. Don't say anything about impeachments. The Republicans will only use it against us. Democrats, I don't care what the Republicans say. I say impeach 45. My gun is bigger than your gun. My rocket is more powerful than your rocket. And on and on and on. All I see is two heads of state, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, both who have questionable agendas and questionable mental health.
Wow, so is that going to ignite which party?
Well, I think it probably ignites both, Brian, but I think her approach is not going to work in a midterm election here, and here's why. First of all, most of these House races are in marginal seats. In other words, these are very moderate seats. These are difficult messaging seats. It's 50-50, and the more wacky and the more wild you get in your rhetoric, the less it works in these kinds of districts. Now, where it can help is in engaging in volunteers and stirring up the base and making sure that you've you've got people working a phone bank 12 hours a day. But ultimately, where everyone's sort of misreading this is that they forget that on election day in 2016, President Trump's approval number was 37%. He's higher than that today. He's doing better today than he did on election day. You add on top of that that there are things that Republicans and Democrats agree on that the president's done very well on. Number one, the economy, jobs, wage growth, taxes, ISIS overseas, the security of America, deregulation. Now, there are things that Republicans love, like what he's done on the courts. Here's the deal. When you look at what the president has accomplished and you look at his decisions, things are going very, very well. And so, ultimately, that's what people in these moderate districts that are in play are going to judge these elections on.
That's a good common sense analysis by Ryan Priebus. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. It's common sense. And let me tell you, if I were the left, I would be very concerned with everything that Ryan Priebus just talked about. Trump's approval numbers are higher than they were when he was elected. And by the way, those numbers were fake. How do you get elected with 37% approval and you get 49.99% of the vote or whatever and win the Electoral College? How does that happen? Knowing with everything that they did to cheat on the other side, I would contend to you that Donald Trump probably was in the 54 to 55% range had they been doing it on the up and up. That's what I believe. You just never know with the left. But the things that the Democrats and Trump agree on, economy, jobs, wage growth, ISIS, deregulation, etc. Now, they may disagree on the tax cuts, but we all know where that's ended up. And then, of course, what has he satisfied Republicans with? Tax cuts, selections on the courts, not just the Supreme Court, on the federal judges at that level, and all the others. What else? The foreign policy, trade initiatives, stabilizing of the dollar, and there is that dreaded stock market. So what else can these people talk about? He's got in the moderates love accomplishment. The people that base things on results are this is something we haven't had to do in a while because everybody else just tells you what they want to tell you during the election cycle and do nothing else. So good luck with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Is my right to choice.
Illinois public employee Mark Janis says from the time a union fee was deducted from his first paycheck, he's never had the right to say either yes or no to having the union represent him. And while he says he's not against unions, he is opposed to being forced to underwrite their political speech. During arguments at the Supreme Court Monday, Justice Kennedy put it this way, quote, "What we're talking about here is compelled justification and compelled subsidization of a private party that expresses political views constantly." For decades, the High Court has debated how best to handle union fees for workers who do benefit from the organization's collective bargaining efforts, but who do not want to lend any support to their political activities. Justice Sotomayor suggested today that it's sometimes part of the bargain. Quote, "We've compelled people to pay bar associations. Bar members can come out any day they want and say they don't take the same position on a policy question as a bar association. Any union member is free to get up publicly in any setting he or she wants to say they don't agree with the position the union is taking." As for the potential impact on millions of unionized government employees, both sides admitted membership would likely drop if the union loses this case, with Chief Justice John Roberts noting unions would likely have to work harder to make their case to employees.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love this topic. Wow. I love this topic. This is slavery. See, the people don't, may not want to put it into the right perspective. This is nothing but slavery. It is saying, I'm taking your money. You can do nothing about it. But as Justice Sotomayor would say, well, it's for the public good. You're going to have to crack a few eggs in order to get to the goodies here, right? No. But she wants to argue that because the union does something good for that may occasionally, you know, do something good for you as far as collective bargaining or whatever else, that, hey, sometimes you just got to take a little bit of the bad with the good. Is that the way you feel? I mean, that is a very communistic thing to say, you know, I'm willing to pay for the roads and infrastructure of the country is one thing. To be able to say, I'm going to pay for a bunch of fat cats to pretend that they're going to help the entire population of us should something happen in a company, it is completely ridiculous. What it also shows, are unions needed at times? Sure, I'm presuming they are, but I'll tell you this, I would rather negotiate as an individual. do your job and negotiate as an individual. If you decided that you were a bunch of, machinists in a factory and they were mistreating you, you could all decide, you know what, we're going to get together ourselves and we're going to leave without and cut out the fat cat middleman. This is wrong on so many levels. It's slavery. And if it's put into that verbiage, then I guarantee you the Supreme Court will have no trouble throwing it out. One of the justices has said it's compelled justification and subsidization of a private party. That is exactly what it is. Compelled. They should say to a person, you can opt in. Look, here's the thing. If the union wants to negotiate and have its power and it's got a certain number of union members, the actual fallout is the opposite of Sotomayor, which is, hey, you might not have everybody that joins you, but you're gonna some people may benefit from what you do. So think about it this way. You go out, you work every day, okay? And there are people that benefit occasionally from just being a part of being an American citizen. They benefit from better roads. They benefit from better schools or whatever, however you do it. But the overwhelming majority of us say we definitely want to be part of the system that helps to do that. We're willing to do it. But compelled to do it is another thing. Now, you may be saying, well, Kevin, we're compelled to pay taxes. We're compelled for the greater good of the nation. No question about it. But how are you going to take that and say, now we're going to compel every employee for the greater good of the employee? No. Every employee has voluntarily said, I want to work at this company. That they're not, and I know it may seem like the lines are blurred here, but I think most people get what I'm saying. Being born in America, I don't have a choice. Contributing to the fabric of America, I don't have a choice. I mean, that's what you do. If you're going to be a part of the citizenry of this country, you're compelled to do something. Some of us fall by the wayside because of the circumstances, for whatever reason. But I voluntarily go to work. I say I want a job. It's a capitalist that hires me to do a job. That's something I choose to do. And I shouldn't have to be penalized because I choose to do something that, by the way, is going to make me a living and allow me to do some good works. That's the difference. And it's funny to hear people, you get both sides of these arguments, and Sotomayor may think she's making a compelling case. Oh, well, if you're benefiting from the union in some small way, no matter what, yeah, they deserve to take part of your money because you're part of the collective. Well, what about when it doesn't benefit me? What if I felt like without the union, I could have done better? Has anybody considered that? Maybe there are a group of people that go, you know what? I don't believe they got the best deal. I'm going to tell you, I would certainly make that argument before the Supreme Court and say, how do you know they got me the best deal? They call it collective bargaining. We're going to use everybody as a threat. We'll threaten to leave. We'll threaten to strike, whatever. I could get a better deal because maybe I am so needed. And I'll give you a good example. Guys that work on these platforms out in the South China Sea or wherever they may be working to drill for oil. These dudes are rock stars. They don't need no stinking unions. You want to know how I know? Because I've dealt with the largest oil companies in the world who have an oil platform that's down, and they will fly an engineer. They will move an engineer and his entire family in a matter of days in order to save millions of dollars. From that platform being down, if there's one guy, or there may only be two guys in the world who know that platform to the degree that guy knows it. And you're going to compel him to be in a union? For what? He's looking at, do y'all think I'm kidding? These guys, they spend as much money to move these people around as they do to move a band for a rock star, for a rock tour. They onboard them and offboard them in different countries. Most of it's electronic these days, but they will pack up that man's house or woman's house, family, you name it, and ship it all from one country to the next, fly this dude on private jets, his family on private jets, give him a bonus. I'm talking bonuses of $50,000, $100,000, easy, and say, we need you on that platform. When can you get here? It's amazing to watch. And so, Then what Sotomayor says is, she says, look at the Bar Association. Attorneys must be part of the Bar Association. Now, let me tell you why that is. Because attorneys take an oath that says, I'm going to, they got all these rules. I'm going to represent you to the best of my ability. I'm going to be ethical, et cetera, et cetera. That's why you join the bar. The bar holds attorneys to a standard. The union doesn't hold a worker to a standard. In fact, no offense to the people out there working in some of these unions, but the union people I find to be some of the worst workers. I tell a story when I was in Chicago doing a trade show and setting up our booth, and a guy goes, what are you doing? I go, we're setting up our booth. He goes, well, you can't do that. That's a union job. I was like, what are you talking about? We do this everywhere we go. He goes, well, you can't do it in Chicago. So I go, well, he goes, you got to go to the office. You got to get, union people to come set it up and blah, blah, blah. So I had to go pay a fee, like $700 to get my thing set up. And you know what the union guys did? Nothing. We set it up. We just had to pay the fee. So nothing, so they, because it was a union job. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So we get the booth set up and we don't have any. I was like, OK, we don't have the cord. We had our cord, but it wasn't. We needed a different cord. So I said, well, go out and get a cord. We'll go to Home Depot. And the union guy was there and he goes, wait, you're not talking about going to get a cord to plug in. I go, well, what else am I going to do? He goes, you got to go to this back to that office and tell them you need electricity, et cetera. And I got to buy. So the cord rental was $75. I'm not lying. So I had to go rent the cord. I bring the cord back. He's still there. This guy's still there. So I go, okay, $75 later, got my cord, Mr. Union guy. So I go to, we were going to plug it in. He goes, you're not going to plug that in. Whoa, you're not an electrician. Get this, I had to go back so somebody, I paid $50 so somebody would plug in my cord. If you think that I'm going to be friendly to unions, to heck with them. And so Sotomayor says, well, they can disagree and all this, but let me tell you the bigger issue. The bigger issue is these unions collectively bargain, they negotiate, on behalf of their people. Then they sit in front of governors and say, okay, here's what we want. It is the biggest conflict of interest. And this is what the governor of Illinois said. Biggest conflict of interest on the planet is to have the very people that you have to do a collective bargaining contract with, and then they come and negotiate with you on the work to be done. It's completely insanity, complete insanity, counterintuitive to anything you would do. And that's what we do every day.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Only time I get really religious, I become a Christian when I get on airplanes. That's when I get like, you know, I don't want the plane to crash, so I'm helping old ladies with their bags. Miss, no, don't. No, no, let me get that bag. Hold on a second. Let me get that. Put that up there for you. Look, God, I'm helping this old bitch up with a bag. I don't even know her. You ain't going to let the plane crash, are you? And I'm fully, because when the woman goes, thank you so much for putting my bag up, and I'm like, look, this got nothing to do with you. I'm just trying to keep the plane from crashing, because when the plane lands and she's looking at me like, you want to get my bag out the door? No. I did my job. The plane's on the ground.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Madeline Murray, she was the world-renowned atheist. She called religion induced insanity. She couldn't find a way to see any type of reason for religion. I guess everything happens by chance, and the reason why you have a certain amount of electrical stimulus in your body that creates your heartbeat, and that heart beats a certain number of times in your lifetime, and everything that occurs just inside of the human body that is a miracle in and of itself. Madeline Murray couldn't figure out, and moreover, not only could she not figure that out, she couldn't figure out the miracle of life. Have you thought about what it takes for you to become a being? I mean, the infinitesimal number of things that have to occur for you to come out. It's so amazing. Forget about the cosmos. I mean, can you contemplate the cosmos? How far it is to get from here to the moon? How long it takes us? Then how long it would take to get to the sun if you were to dare to want to go, Icarus? Or how many light years it is to, you know, some other solar system or whatever? How vast it is. Think about where you are right now, the room you may be in, the vehicle you may be driving in, the big house you may be in, the community that you're in, and it is not even a pinprick in the universe. I'm talking about it's not the head of a pin. When you think about how far we've reached, and look, there is no doubt about it, not a bit of doubt. We know how vast the universe is. Light years and light years. We talk about things you couldn't even go, you couldn't see it. It's so vast and amazing that there's no way for you to even encompass it. And in fact, to be blunt, man can't even imagine it. We got Hubble and all these other, you know, things that are out there looking at the cosmos, and we still don't know jack. Then we talk about the way we're going to try to get through it, to see it, is through these compressions in the fabric of space, wormholes and so on and so forth. And it doesn't matter how many wormholes we find or whatever, man will never understand it. And whatever thing that our brain can conceive, it still has no clue what's out there. And you know who tells you that? The Bible. Yeah, religion is induced insanity. Let me tell you what induced insanity is. Leftism. That's induced insanity. The insanity that you disregard all the things around you that prove that you are insignificant in the scheme of things, which means there must be something that is infinitesimally significant. If you can be so small to not matter at all, your presence on this planet or anywhere else is so not necessary. It's the same way you look at an ant. It's not necessary. Who cares? You squash an ant, nobody misses it. Nobody in Russia is going to, you know, go, you killed an ant that was my cousin. You know, I'm coming for you. No, nothing. It's insignificant. And by the way, your death will be as well. So what gives you meaning? Why were you ever here? There's they call a school resource officer. They was supposed to react in Florida when these kids were shot at Parkland, Florida, at this high school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, on Valentine's Day. And this officer has been called a coward. And his lawyer, he's now got a lawyer. He's like, I'm not a coward. I think he is. but he says, no, it's not. It's not what you think. And that's what we've been told. We were told that there were people that sat outside of the school while these shootings were going on. And we talked about it as a part of a conspiracy. Maybe these guys didn't want to go in because there's some bigger conspiracy. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I will tell you this. The schools are in cahoots with the cops to not report crimes. That I know. So I don't know whether this guy was given a stand down order. I know this. I know in the real world, in these neighborhoods that are very unsafe, the cops are being told by the city leaders, don't report our crime rate. We can't attract people to our city. We can't attract business to our city if we tell them what's really going on. I find that incredible. You want to attract some big manufacturer? Come to our city. It's very safe. You'll love it here. Things are good. And they're covering up crime. Well, to me, that's bait and switch. You get people here, they find out there's crime, that there's more crime than they thought. Then you put them in the schools, and they go, yeah, we're working with the schools, too, to make our schools look safer. So they're making their schools look safer. The schools look safer. The community looks safer. Everybody kumbayas. Company comes in, says, ooh, I'm going to bring my 2,000 employees because it's so safe and secure. And this, and then they find out, oh, 2 employees were killed the other day, or this happened, or we got robbed, or, you know, vandalized our cars and all these things. And like, what the heck happened here? Too late. We tricked you. Then they tell you, well, we'll provide security. That's what the school had an SRO, a school resource officer, who I believe is armed. You know, and it, you know, said, I don't know what the jobs of these people are. I'm just going by what I'm told. But I know this, if I'm a grown man and there's somebody shooting up students, I'm going to try to figure out how I can get to them. Now, me personally, I'm going to go grab a firearm and go in and do my job. But I don't know what this guy, I don't know the situation, but I know from what I'm told, he was armed. He could have gone in. There were other deputies, 3 others. And why are these guys blaming the NRA? Because leftism is induced insanity. Broward Deputy Scott Peterson, what a name, huh? He says, has been heavily criticized for failing to enter the school and confront the gunman, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, during the rampage that left 17 people dead. I want to go back and revisit some of the things about this rampage. When they were telling us that Nicholas Cruz was a member of the white supremacist group. You guys remember this? That's what they were saying. A guy whose name is Cruz, C-R-U-Z, named after no white supremacists, because, by the way, folks, that would be a white Hispanic along the lines of George Zimmerman. Yeah. So Cruz, a Hispanic kid, was accused of being a white supremacist. Then, I don't know whether they said he was a Republican or whatever, but he's a gun-toting member of the NRA. He is not. I mean, so many things wrong, and now we get that this resource officer is a coward, doesn't go in. 3 other deputies who were there on site didn't go in, and we got a litany of other reasons as to why these things didn't happen. And the guy says, I'm no coward. They say Peterson had been assigned to guard the school, and his actions or lack of them were even lambasted by President Trump, who called Peterson a coward last week. Trump on Monday again slammed Peterson and the other officers who allegedly didn't enter the school, saying the way they performed was frankly disgusting. And there's a story out. It's Donald Trump said, I would have gone in. And everybody's like, yeah, whatever. That's a typical Trumpian story, right? Trump always says, I would have done it. You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out he would have done it. There's an article about Donald Trump and him going into something. I don't know. Have you guys seen this article? Muggers Trumped. It was an article, I can't see the date on it, I'm trying to expand it, but it won't go any bigger. But it was written up in a newspaper. It says, call the Donald to the rescue. When he saw a big guy with a big bat bashing another fellow, Donald Trump did what any self-respecting billionaire would do. He ordered his driver to pull over. I'm not looking to play this thing up, Trump said yesterday. I'm surprised he found out about it. Witnesses said Trump, with Maria Maples lagging on his arm, I can't read it, but it's something up to stop him, leaped from his black stretch limousine Monday evening during the assault on 9th Avenue near 45th Street. There you go. So Trump will at least get involved, according to this. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. He may not be a coward. He may have had some order to stand down. We'll find out more soon.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.